Om sahana bhavatu, sahana bhunaktu, saha viryam karavavahai, tejasvinavarjitamastu ma vidvishavahai. Om shanti shanti shanti. Yeah, lesson 19. Lesson 19 in the old book, it starts on page 155, and the sentences start on page 160. And so I think we were going to try to do the first page, the first one, two, three.
We were?
Oh, we were.
I don't even remember that. So
oh,
I
what did you do?
I did the sentences at the end of the last chapter.
We're finishing because we skipped a week.
Oh, okay. I thought you said you didn't do this.
At the end of the chapter, I did 19 through 21. There was one remaining sentence.
Oh, okay.
I just didn't get to it, that's all. There was two lines I didn't get to.
So
I did 19.
Oh, well,
20,
I didn't even look at those. I don't know what happened to me. It doesn't matter.
Let's do them.
Well,
they're really, I didn't really enjoy them.
Exciting.
Very much.
Now you're a little more in our.
They were just very, I don't know.
Well, let's take a look at them.
Okay.
I haven't looked at them before.
We can schlock.
We're
schlock.
Are we doing the one that starts with Priya Tamasya?
Yes.
So you can have that one.
That's the one I translated.
All right. That one is all yours. That would be lesson 18, right?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do that one. You want to start, Penny? Okay. Let me tell this to them.
Yeah. This is a momentous occasion. Because I can't remember the last time I translated something. So.
Oh.
All right. Okay, we're on.
It's a modest start, but it's a start.
Lesson 18, 19.
Kundari Kasya, Varinena, Sashokaya, Mahashvetaya, Tiraskrita, Vishaya, Duri Krito, Bandha Vajano. Vajanaha Angi Arane last time. Okay. So Kriya Tamasya is the superlative in the Shashti of most beloved. And Pundari Kasya is the name of her husband also in the Shashti. Varnena is Tritiya for death. Sushokaya is afflicted, and it's in the feminine, modifying Mahashvetaya. This is, actually, I didn't decline it.
Of what?
Samokaya, Sashokaya. It's instrumental.
Yeah, it's instrumental. So it's us, yeah, right. Short of and then ya. Then Tirasuka, Ushaya. So, anyway, that's over afflicted with sorrow, and then the wife's name, Mahashve, that's your name. So then Tiraskrita, that's an adverb, Tiraskrita, I guess you can just put that together, made separate, or apart, separated. And then Vishaya. Pleasures or worldly pleasures, and then where are we? Duri Krito, Duri Kritaha. I thought that was also removing or making distant,
yeah,
in some way, or distancing.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bandha Vajanaha is kindred, I believe.
Well, Bandha Vajana just being people who are related to her. Her kindred. Yeah. Okay, her relatives.
Yeah, relatives or kindred. Mm-hmm. And then Agikritam.
Angikritam.
Is agree to undertake.
Yeah, agreed is good.
And then, and then Arangne is a saptami for the forest. Mm-hmm. And Vastanam is dwell.
Yeah.
Or have a dwelling in the forest. So I don't have everything, parsed perfectly, but mm-hmm. I think generally the idea is overcome from the death or by the death of her beloved husband, this lady, Mahashvetaya, separated herself or renounced basically all pleasures, renounced relatives, and took on the tapas, I suppose we could say, of living in the forest.
That's the idea, but let's try to get
I need to know something.
Let's get a little better.
The Banda Vajanaha, how is that declined? Is that nominative singular?
I thought it was.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But, so it just means relatives, it's just declined in the singular, and it means more than one relative.
Well, I thought the translation is kindred. So kindred could be a singular noun.
Okay.
Trying to look at another meaning for Angikrita with you, man.
Yeah, I got separated. What did I get for that? It looks like I got Angi. I took it to be part of the lesson where we add kri to something, right?
Yeah.
So what I came up with was divided.
Why would it be divided?
I don't know. Because I looked up
Angi. I looked it up and got it
Okay.
Yeah, that's one of the meanings.
All
that's
right.
A really common meaning for Angikrita. It comes in Vedanta a lot.
Okay.
But I'm just wondering if there's another meaning for it. Only because I didn't see where it fit in. That meaning.
Yeah, see.
The sense of agreed to, that's why I kind of went with agreed to undertake the toughest of living in the forest. She renounced.
Yeah, Angikrita. To accept, to betake oneself. Mm. So if you took it, to accept, to betake oneself to take to promise to do, to agree to or consent, to undertake, to own, to acknowledge, confess, admit, grant. So she, to accept or to betake oneself to kind of fits, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like if you said, due to the death of her beloved husband, her beloved Pundarika, then you have by Mahashweta, who is with grief, literally, who is, because of the saha, so it's adjectival, so by her, by Mahashweta, who has grief, who is with grief. Tiraskrita usually means something which is covered by. Past passive participle. Let me just let me just look it up here.
Concealed,
concealed, covered by. Concealed, eclipsed.
Yeah.
So if you took Vishayaha, Tiraskritaha, Vishayaha. That'd be right. The objects, sense objects, were concealed by, mm-hmm. were covered by duty krittaha.
Well, I guess that's a kind of metaphoric way of saying she renounced them, she covered them up.
Yeah, she couldn't respond to them. You can also say censured or reviled.
Oh,
or pushed
that's
a good one. In the sense of being pushed away. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And duty krittaha, bandhava janaha. I wonder if that could be a bahuvrahi. The one whose relatives were made far away. Dudikrita is to make something far, distant.
Mm-hmm.
So the one whose relatives, Bandhava Janaha,
are distant.
No, but then it would be, why would it be masculine then?
It would have to be feminine.
Yeah, that's right.
Because it would have to be, right. And it would have to agree with Mahashvi.
Why does it need to be feminine?
Well, because we're talking about a woman.
I know, but isn't it modifying kinsmen?
But
if it's a Bahuvrihi, the Bahuvrihi, I was suggesting maybe Bandhava Jana, but wouldn't it be Bandhava Jana?
Yeah.
It's Bandhava Janaha. Right. So it's in the singular, so I don't really understand that. Let's see. Discarded her relatives. Duri Kritaha, singular. Bandhava Janaha. Bandhava Janaha is a relative, a person who's connected. Mm-hmm. That's what it literally means. A person who's connected was made far away, so that's the discarded. Mm-hmm. Right? You make somebody distant.
Why would that be nominative?
Janaha is nominative.
I'm sorry.
It's modified Janaha.
Right. But yeah. If she discarded them.
But no, they are. Duri Kritaha modifies Janaha. The relative was made far away.
The made far away relative. It's like an adjectival for the relative.
Yeah, the made far away relative. Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. So it's like predicate nominative.
Or it's just adjectival. That's right. Right. The Bandhava Jana. Okay. Was duri kritaha, was distanced
by her.
Yeah. Why is, I wonder if sometimes.
Second. I have to get this done.
That's okay.
Go ahead. Yeah, I know that.
You know what?
I told Virginia to come upstairs when she was ready.
The word Jenna, this is what I thought maybe. The word Jana,
mm-hmm.
You with us, Penny?
Yeah, I just got back.
Okay. The word Jana can be used collectively. Mm-hmm. So, like, for instance, Ayam Janaha means this person or these people.
These people, okay.
So you could, he took it in the Bhandarkar key. He took it at plural.
Yeah.
So this group of people, mm-hmm. the relatives, were distanced. By her, mm-hmm. the relatives and the vishaya, the sense objects, mm-hmm. were covered
mm-hmm.
or hidden, pushed away, reviled. You could say reviled is good. The sense objects were reviled by Mahashweta. The relatives pushed away. And the avastanam, a place in the forest, was betaken to. She took herself, she took her, an avastana, a place in the forest, angikritam, she took herself to. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So as long as you get three nominatives of things that were done by Mahashweta, who was grieving because of the death of Pundarika, her beloved. And these were the three things. Sense objects, vishayas, vishayaha, tiraspritaha, were reviled.
Mm.
The duri kritaha, bandhava janaha, the relatives were pushed away. A place, an avastanam, an abode in the forest, was taken to. She took herself to. You see what I mean? It's mm-hmm. three different things.
But is it
Vishaya
is masculine or not?
Vishaya. Vishayaha in the plural. Sense objects were reviled.
Right, sense objects, right.
Yeah, sense objects were reviled. Relatives were pushed away, were made distant. And a place in the forest, an avastanam, an abode in the forest, she took herself to, angikritam. Angikritam avastanam.
Or was resorted to.
Yeah, by her. By Mahashweta. So all these three.
Okay, so the whole thing, again, is predicate nominative implying was.
Each one of these three things was done by her. Right?
Okay, mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, got it. Okay, good.
Great. I'm going to try to read it and you repeat after me. And if you don't think I say it right, then you can say it. I'll follow you. Okay.
You're going to be just fine.
Priyatamasya.
Priyatamasya.
Pundarikasya.
Pundarikasya.
Maranena.
Maranena. Maranena, sorry.
Maranena.
Maranena.
Sashokaya.
Sashokaya.
Mahashwetaya.
Mahashwetaya.
Tiraskrita.
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 Vishaya.
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 Durikrito.
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 Bandhavajano.
Bandhavajano.
Angikritam.
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 Angi.
Long E, I said that wrong. Angikritam.
Angikritam.
Aranye.
Aranye.
Avastanam.
Avastanam.
Okay, let's go through the next one.
Ekaha purushaha priyata mayaha prasadasyo paritanim bhupim praveshtum ichuhu. Oh my gosh, this is a mouthful. Praveshtum, I gotta break it up.
Yeah, praveshtum.
Praveshtum ichuhu va tayanat adaha. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Did I break that right? Okay. Adaha, and then you've got avalambam. No, that's more than that.
Yeah.
Avalambam manam.
Avalambamanam.
Avalambamanam. Avalambamanam. Ahim.
Ahim.
Ahim. Ahim. Raju kritya ruroha. Okay, so we have ekaha purushaha, one person or one man. Priyatamaya. Mayaha is genitive. Singular for most beloved.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have prasadaha, which is palace.
Wouldn't it be prasadasya?
Oh, of course it would. Why wouldn't that just be the easier way to go? Jeez. That's why it didn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay. Prasadasya. Genitive for palace.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have uparitanim.
Mm-hmm.
Is accusative singular for what is above.
Mm-hmm.
And then bubim, which
bumim.
Is that an M?
Yeah, bumim.
That's why.
It means the ground or the...
Yeah, earth.
Yeah.
Pumim, accusative singular for earth or ground. And then I had some trouble with this one. I know it's praveshtum, but I don't know... Is that an infinitive?
Praveshtum.
It's an infinitive for
yeah.
What verb?
Pravish.
Pravish. What does it mean?
To enter.
Okay. Pravish is that, yeah, okay. Pravish. So to enter. And then we have ichuhu, which
mm-hmm.
is a nominative singular for wishing. And is that va next? I don't know if I broke this up properly.
Yeah, let's see.
Is it ichuhu va, or is that va with the rest of it, va, ta?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
Words. I have to look and find the words.
What I came up with was ichuhu va, and then tayanat.
Yeah, but there's a hyphen there, so va ta.
What do you mean there's a hyphen?
It's Vatayana. What does Vatayana mean?
I just took the hyphen to mean that it's still all connected. I didn't take that to mean that Va was necessarily belonging with the Ta. Is that?
Well, if you that would be like Va Atayana.
Oh, right.
Right. So I think Vata is a word. It usually means wind, but I'm not sure. What does the translator say? A certain person who is desirous of ascending to the top of the palace. That Bhumi can be the plateaus, you know. It doesn't have to just mean earth.
Oh,
so we can look up Bhumi to make sure of that. But. So, Ega Prita Maha, Prasadas, yeah? The top level, Upaditanim, Bhumi.
Upaditanim, wait a minute. Where? Oh, the top level?
Okay. Yeah, like the top ground.
Oh, okay.
Let me see that. Where'd you find that? Upari means above and up. So, oh, I see. What is above? So the ground, the boom. Let's see if he tells us that.
It's kind of like Rapunzel.
It's like above ground.
He's trying to get up on to
the top, like the top level. Let me look at boom and tell you the different meanings besides just earth.
I swear, in my book, that looks like boob. Peem.
Huh?
Boobie. Yeah, it looks like two aspirate buzz in my book.
Booby?
Yeah.
Where, Tara?
It looks like that in my book. The word, it looks like boobie. And I thought I
did you,
know,
find such a word?
I think I did.
Really?
Maybe I just can't see.
No, let me try.
I'm going to look because I thought, I'm like, oh, this
okay,
means
let me
earth
try.
Too.
I've never heard of it.
I thought it
Bhumi.
It was probably Bhumi.
No, it looks like a Makata, I think.
Well, I definitely have a space in mine. There's you can look at my book. There's a
space. No, I have
space.
A little space in mine too,
and
but
I
just took it as a title.
Yeah,
not a title, but just
a,
like it didn't make it all the way through. But now, of course, I'm even having trouble finding Bhumi.
Well, I found it on page 1205.
What?
Bhumi.
Why am I not?
At the bottom of 1205, the first column.
Oh,
I'm
not
1206,
no,
sorry.
A territory, country, district, the earth, soil, ground, a place, a situation, position, posture, attitude, the floor of a house. The floor of a house, a story.
Oh, okay.
So the top story.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's not going to be
the
ground.
Top story,
yeah. The upper ground, so it's the upper story.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I thought, anyway.
So the upper story of the palace of his beloved,
okay.
A person, then...
All right, so then we have a pravishtum, which is to enter, and then we have ichuhu, which is wishing to enter. So this one person wishing to enter the top story
of
the palace of his beloved.
Mm-hmm. Vatayana.
Then what's Vatayana?
Yeah, hang on a minute. Monier Williams.
Oh, okay.
Online.
Is it short?
Yeah, Vatayana means a balcony, a portico, a terrace on the roof of a house. So that's what it's going to be. The Vatayana.
Okay.
Okay.
So, that's a good hit.
Yeah.
Vatayana.
So
Vatayana. So it's and you said it's a balcony?
Uh-huh. Or terrace.
So from the balcony or terrace.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then adaha is an indeclinable meaning below or down.
Mm-hmm. So
from below the terrace?
Right.
Okay. Okay, so a person wishing to enter the upper story of the palace of his beloved from below the balcony or the terrace, from below the terrace.
Right.
And then we have avalambamanam, which is hanging.
That's right.
And it's accusative singular. And then we have a him, which is snake, mm-hmm. in accusative singular. So a hanging snake. Mm-hmm. And then we have raju kritya, which is a gerund, meaning having made a rope. Mm-hmm. So having made a rope from a hanging snake, he climbed, he ascended.
Well, is it raju kritya? Or what's the verb? Oh,
I thought it was an indeclinable past participle. Is that wrong?
It can't be. It's not a prefixed verb.
No, you could say...
Yes, I thought it was playing off of our lesson, which means you could add raju to that.
Sure.
Krit, yeah.
Having made a rope, raju krit.
Yeah.
Kritya. So that part's an indeclinable past participle.
Yeah.
I took it like that.
Okay. So did I leave something out?
No. What do you have for the verb?
The verb is ruroha.
But what's that ah? It should be aru, I think.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I would need an ah there.
Yeah.
I don't... So then it's a prefix to the perfect.
Let me just look at aru. Mm-hmm.
See what the difference is.
Oops.
Yeah, I'm confused, though.
Okay, go ahead.
You mean about the raju? Penny?
Yeah, raju krit.
Okay, so take a look in... If you look in the lesson, in the part on page... 149 at the bottom, number 13. And it says the verbal or other forms of kr, who, or sometimes us are added to a noun or an indeclinable to express the doing or being like the thing denoted by the base. So what this means is, and then kr can be declined in any way that, conjugated in any way that you can conjugate kr. So it could be a PPP, it could be a gerund, whatever. So here we have it acting as a gerund combined with the snake. So it's like having made like a rope out of the snake, kind of. That's kind of the meaning of it. Does that make sense, Penny?
Well, what still doesn't make sense to me is I thought that the gerund forms kritya.
The gerund of kr is kritya. Right?
Well, there's kritwa too, right?
For the but this has
an athlete.
This
is.
Sorry.
This
what?
It's prefixed. The raju is considered a prefix here. So it takes the prefix form of the kr.
Okay, so raju is actually considered a prefix here.
Yes. So I guess anytime you add something to a gerund, it takes the prefix form, I guess.
Yeah.
Say it again, we're jumping out a little bit.
Oh, what I was just saying is just like reminding myself that anytime we attach something, prefix anything to a gerund, it's going to take that prefix form of the gerund. So only when the gerund stands...
I didn't realize you can attach anything but a verbal prefix, so that's why this is new to me.
Yeah, well, I just deduced that because of what was in the chapter. So it's new to me, too.
By example, Penny, you can, and it works in terms of the meaning, you know? Because even they put that ta there with the ya, it's a gerund, and then you say, well, why did they put ya instead of twa? Well, it's because it's got a prefix, but the prefix is raju, right? Mm-hmm. So we're just deducing it. We have to look up
new and exciting. That's a new and exciting concept.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying is that we have to search all over for the rule. But when you look at the form, this seems obvious that that's what's happened. You know, instead of saying adikre or akre, we're using this form raju, which is added onto a form of kre to mean making a snake.
Yeah.
You know. Having made a snake, having made the rope, made the snake a rope. So we're just deciding that.
Which is pretty interesting because, like, if we're just we're reading something and we happen to see kritya and we think, well, where's the prefix? This doesn't look prefixed to me. Then that's like a clue that we have this little paradigm going on where it's being like or making like this thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
Otherwise, it would be kritwa.
Yeah.
And there's no other word that it's going to be. In this
I'm really glad to hear this, because otherwise something like this would have been the entire crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Some of it's deduction, you know, that's what we're doing, but it's reasonable. There's not anything else it's going to be, really.
And the only reason I deduced that is because there was kri, and I was already alerted to seeing kri attached to things because of the lesson. And then I just deduced that. Oh, okay, well, you can make it a kri can be in any form.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, all right.
Yeah.
So what was the
root is for the verb is aruroha.
Aruroha.
Because then you have the sandhi, right?
Right.
And that means to just climb up or ascend.
Okay, so it's the same meaning, pretty much. Okay. So, and it's in the perfect third person singular.
So what does the sentence say?
So the sentence says, a person or a man wishing to enter the upper story of the palace of his most beloved from the balcony below, climbed up or ascended.
You should just go to the verb first before from the balcony below.
Oh, okay, so I want to go to, but I should start with the gerund, the indeclinable first? Would that be how to do it?
Yeah, if you want to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Since it comes first. Okay. Having made a rope from a hanging snake,
mm-hmm.
A man climbed from the balcony below. Oh no, I can't. Now I'm getting
the first. You did it right. The first. What I was saying. This first part up to Ichu is fine, and then now you've got this. The man desiring, you know, to enter the the top story.
Okay, so let's do that. Okay, so
a
man desiring to enter the top story of the palace of his most beloved, having made a rope from a hanging snake. Ascended from the balcony below.
That's right.
Okay.
Is that right, or is it the snake is hanging from the balcony below? So having made a rope from a snake that was hanging from the balcony below, he ascended.
I think it is. I think hanging is adjectival to snake. Right?
It is, the hanging snake.
The hanging snake.
But she's saying...
I don't know.
The only thing, this is a good question, Penny.
Yeah.
Let me tell you one thing about it. That avalambamanam is what form? It's a present participle.
It's a PAP, present active participle.
Okay. So you could say the snake which is hanging from, because you've got a present participle
that's right.
there. Otherwise, you know that the fifth case should be related to a verb. So, you know, all the cases are related to verbs, except for the shashti.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got a present participle, so you could say he ascended by means of, right? The kritya, he ascended having made a snake which was hanging from below.
Having made a rope.
Yeah, having made a rope.
Hanging.
Yeah.
Without it.
Having made a snake like a rope. Having made a snake like a rope, which is
right.
a snake which was hanging from below.
Yeah.
The balcony.
That's
yeah,
right.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
That's good. We agree with you. Are you still there? Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I put it there. Good. Are we clear on this one?
Mm-hmm.
You want to repeat? Ekaha purushaha.
Ekaha purushaha.
Purushaha.
Priyatamayaha.
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 Prasadasya.
Prasadasya.
Uparatinim.
Prasadasya.
Uparatinim.
Yeah, uparatinim.
Uparatinim.
Bhumim.
Bhumim.
Praveshtum.
Praveshtum.
Ichuhu.
Ichuhu.
Vatayanat.
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 Adaha.
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 Avalambamanam.
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 Ahim.
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 Raju Kritya.
Raju Kritya.
Raju Kritya.
Aruroha.
Aruroha.
Good.
Hold on 1 second. Okay. I did as much as I could on this one here. This is a long one.
You were only supposed to do like the first sentence or first two sentences, right? Is that what we agreed on?
You mean of this long section?
Yeah, yeah.
I just did it all.
Oh, you did?
It's
okay.
It's in three parts,
okay,
so
we'll
can just, whatever. I didn't really translate it, but I got a lot of this stuff. Anyway, Uparate Partri Yat Pranaha Parityajante Tan Maur Kyam.
Maur Kyam.
Tan Maur Kyam.
Mm-hmm.
Utara.
Oh, let's just do the first sentence.
Okay, so break it down. All right. Yeah. So, Uparate is the locative singular for stopped or ceased.
Mm-hmm.
Or died,
yeah.
I guess. Yeah. And then Partri
mm-hmm.
is the locative singular also for husband. So we have a locative absolute going on throughout this. The next one is what do we have here? Oh, it's yet. It's yet pranaha. So we have yet, who or which, and pranaha is the pranas, the breaths,
mm-hmm.
in nominative plural. And parit yajante is, I believe...
I'm sorry, Tara, what did you say yet pranaha was?
I think it's nominative plural, breaths.
Yeah, breaths.
I think parit yajante is it's a verb, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's okay, and it means abandoned, and
mm-hmm.
it's passive. It's in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, it's present passive third person plural. So what we have here is basically when a husband has died.
Yeah.
When a husband has died, and then tan maurkyam. I'm not sure. Is that tum?
No,
is that tut? I know maur.
I think it's with yet and tut.
Ah.
You know?
Oh, yes.
Yet,
that's right. I didn't even think of that. It's
but,
tut.
But they're both in compound, like yet is in compound with pranaha
right.
and tut with maur kyam.
Okay.
I think it's in compound. Maybe it isn't. I think so.
Okay.
But I'm not sure.
All right. It would change the meaning if it was, right?
I don't know what
okay.
the meaning is.
All right.
Kind of know.
Okay.
I'm having trouble myself with the yet and tut. How did you do it?
I don't really know. I figured it must be tut.
It is going to be tut, but
yeah.
How does it play in sentence?
I don't know, because I didn't really translate it.
See, maurkyam, I think, means foolishness.
Foolishness.
Murka is a fool. Maurkyam is the state of foolishness.
Okay.
What does he say?
He says
absurdity. He says that whereby one loses her life. So this when
is
the
ridiculous. Yeah,
is ridiculous.
Said, okay, it's foolish. It's a good one.
So when a husband dies,
mm-hmm.
when the pranas are completely abandoned, that means she's died.
Yeah,
okay?
He's died. Yeah,
she. Though.
Oh, she.
Well, I think
oh, right.
so.
Yes, yes, yes.
When the husband has died, the pranas of who are abandoned, let's see.
Right.
It would be because the husband has died, for whom the pranas are abandoned, that is foolishness. But the idea is, we have to read on.
The idea is that the wife will die as well, and that's foolish
yeah.
to do that,
mm-hmm.
is what he's saying. Okay, so the next one is...
we'll have to go back to this.
Okay.
The yet and tut. With the next, after the next sentence.
Okay, so uttara virata duhita valika vinayavati vinayavati timati vikrante vikrante cha panchatvam abhi manya vupagato
vupagato
abhimanyau.
Yeah.
Upikato.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Abhimanyu is a famous character in the Mahabharata.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
He's the son of somebody.
Okay.
Arjuna or somebody. Okay. Abhimanyu.
We have Api Pranan, which is actually Pranat, right? Pranat. And then Na. Is that? You
know, well, is actually, it could be Pranan.
It is pranan,
yeah.
And then na.
Mm-hmm.
Pranan na tat yajuriti.
Where'd you go?
Oh, I just totally was sorry. I'm telling you the other sentence.
Pranan. Where are we?
I'm trying to
stop with jahau.
Where am
pranan
I going? Oh,
jahau.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Pranan na jahau.
Yeah, let's
do that
sentence.
Okay. So, Uttara is the name of the daughter of King Virata.
Okay.
That's what I was told.
Okay.
And then I think the next thing is a compound, which is Virat, and then Duhita, the daughter
Virata,
of
Virata. Virata, Duhita, the
okay.
daughter of Virata.
Uh-huh. And then Balika.
Balika.
Balika. Which means a young woman. She,
mm-hmm.
She's a young woman.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have Vinayavati. And I think that is from our lesson. I think it's Vinaya plus Vat.
Mm-hmm.
And it means possessing modesty. So
right.
She's modest.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the locative singular. As is Timati.
Tara, could
yes.
you give the
citation
in the lesson?
It's page 149, number 10. And it says, it comes from, you start with 9. 9 says, derivatives signifying the possessor of the thing expressed by the base are formed by affixing mut to substantives.
Yes,
as
right.
Okay, so in this one, it would take the vut. Because it ends in an up, short up.
Mm-hmm.
And so then Timati is the same as well. We've got the mut added on there, and that
mm-hmm.
means talented. That's in locative also. And then Vikrante. Vikrante is from Krum, and it means...
What Vikram?
Vikram. Vikram. It's a PPP, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's a PPP, and it's in the locative singular, and it means to cross over.
It usually means
or
something
to go,
like,
or what?
Like valiant or something like that.
Oh,
let me just look that
okay.
up. It gets used a lot. Vikranta. Brave.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
I missed that.
Gotcha. Courageous, bold, strong, mighty, victorious.
Okay.
A warrior.
Okay. Vikranta. Okay.
Yeah. So all these are going together, all these locatives.
Right. They're all feminine, aren't they?
Mm-mm. You've got the feminines as the subject. Now you've got this warrior, Abhimanyu, you know. Everything goes to Abhimanyu.
Okay, so the modest and talented and victorious, those are all masculine,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay. And so then cha, and then we have this, which I had some trouble with. So the first panchatvam we have, which is the state of fiveness, or that means to die also, right? Panchatwam? No?
Upagata means to die. Wait a minute. Fall. Okay. Upagata. No, sorry.
Okay, isn't that the state of Panchatwam? No.
It could be. I don't know what it means.
I just remember that from... Penny, didn't we have that before?
Yeah.
We're going to the five, so what, something like that?
I don't know. Never heard of it.
Oh, okay.
Let me just look. That doesn't mean anything, but I haven't heard of it. I just haven't heard of it. I don't know what it means. So I just want to look it up.
So I didn't even look it up because I thought I recognized it.
Going to the five, the state of going to the five elements, which means dying.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. Okay, I'll just take your word for it. I've never heard of it.
Well, we can look and see what the dictionary says. I didn't even bother looking it up.
Yeah, this whole story from the Uttopadesha.
Oh, yeah.
The Brahmin who killed the mongoose who actually was protecting his child. And he sent the mongoose to the five elements.
That's right.
Until we killed it.
One of our lovely first stories.
It was a sad story.
It was.
Pancha.
Pancha is on...
Where are you?
Pancha, I'll tell you, is on page... Oh, wait a minute.
I'm looking, trying to get the Nya in Monier Williams, and I'm not getting it for some reason.
Well, I've got Punchin. Pancha. Oh, no, wait a minute. Why doesn't it say five?
I think it was a slightly different name.
I'm going to the wrong... I'm using the wrong nasal.
I wonder if he has it even here. Punch it, Thor. No.
No, that is the right nasal. Why doesn't it have that?
It could mean being five.
Okay, here we go. On page 9...
It was punch up one, got to her. Went to five.
Yeah. So when you have like...
Yeah, but when to five-ness.
When you have a verb to mean... Yeah, like that means to go with it. Then you get that going to the five.
Oh, that's nice to know. Going to be in five.
Yeah, going to back to the five elements.
Okay. So that's what that means.
He said go to a condition of five-ness.
Yeah, exactly.
So page 948, we get punching. Five.
948 where?
In Upday, the big dictionary? Yeah. And I haven't found Twum yet.
Because you keep using these high numbers, and I'm thinking...
That's Opte.
So it's Opte, okay. 948?
Yes.
Look on page 951, at the middle of the second column, Panchata, Panchatwam, fivefold state, a collection of five, the five elements taken collectively. Then Panchatam, Panchatwam with gum... means death, dissolution, to be resolved into the five elements of which the body consists, so to die or perish. Interesting.
Yeah, isn't it?
So Panchatam or Panchatwam with gum, or ya also means to go. Okay. Good.
All right.
Go ahead again.
That's what we have there, is the state of five-ness or whatever.
And you've got Upagate.
I don't know what that is in between.
Abhimanyao, that's the person. Abhimanyu.
Oh, jeez.
In the locative.
That's the person?
So Abhimanyu went Upagate, he approached, he went to Panchatwam.
Okay, so that's a proper name. I don't even know what happened with that. Okay.
Now, wait a second. What did you say? He's in the locative?
Yeah. For Abhimanyu is Abhimanyao Upagate. Locative singular.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And Upagata means to approach or to go to. So he went to the Panchatwam.
Right.
Abhimanyu, who was all of these things, right?
Right.
Vinayavati, Dhimati, Vikarante, Cha.
Oh, and it's up. That's the Sunday there is Abhimanyao. That's what got me.
Yeah, that's what I was...
You know, it came into my mind.
Yeah.
But it didn't stay long enough for me to chew me.
You know, you have to know these words, what the words are.
Yeah, but with that off there, I should have... That's a good reminder to always think about that.
Think of that, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay, so that's a proper name. Okay, so then Abhimanyao, and then Upagate, which is a PPP... from Upagam, and it's locative singular. So he died. And then Upi, and Pranan, accusative plural for pranas.
With that puppy, you can, and the, so you can, even though he went to
even
death,
though
he
went,
died.
Even though he died, okay, even though he died. Jahau is from ha, and it's the perfect third person singular, abandoned. So even, she didn't abandon, so what it's basically going to say is even though he died, she did not abandon, she didn't die.
She didn't give up her promise.
She didn't give up her promise.
Her life.
Yeah.
Yeah, she didn't give up her life.
Okay, so now we're in the third part. Anya api, anya api, sahasrashaha, kanyaka, abartramat yo, jataha, satyo, chi vitani, natat yaju. Yajuriti, shuryate. Anya is instrumental for other. And then with api, does it do something when you have anya with api? Does that make give a certain kind of meaning? Somehow I thought it might.
Others also.
Others also.
Anyaha api.
Others also. Okay. Sahasrashaha.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Sahasrashaha is an indeclinable by the thousands.
Mm-hmm.
Kanyakaha are young women or girls in the nominative plural. And then Abartrimatyaha is from, that is a combination of Abartri plus mat. And that's again from our lesson, page 149, number 9. And it means widows.
Mm-hmm.
Jataha is nominative plural. And does that mean living beings? What does jata mean? Or jata?
It could mean have become.
Have become.
From janja.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it's from Jen Jataha. Just a minute.
Okay. I wasn't sure what to do with
born,
it.
Born, brought into existence, engendered. It's from Jen Ja. Right? And Jen becomes the past passive participle, becomes Jata. It says here it's Jataha. Grown,
okay.
Produced, arisen, caused, appeared, engendered by those who they have become, right?
Have become.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They have become this, women without, devoid of their husbands, without husbands.
Oh, have become widows.
And then satyaha.
Satyaha, right. So, so satya is truth. What does it mean here?
Sati and satyaha, sati, would be in the accusative, if it's sati, as a present participle. I'm just wondering, I haven't finished this reading the sentence. I'm not sure what it says, but this could all be in the accusative plural, feminine.
Oh,
and then satyaha would be in the accusative plural of sati, which just means...
That makes more sense, because... okay.
But I'm not sure. Let's finish the sentence.
What,
I haven't read to the end of it yet.
Okay, so sati, and then... jivitani are lives in nominative plural. And then na is not. And then we have tat. Yajuhu, which is from yaj, means to sacrifice. And it's the potential third person plural. Is that right?
Tatjuhu, yeah.
Okay.
So, abandoned.
Abandoned.
And it's a, what do you call it, perfect. See the duplication? Tatjuhu. Tatjuhu. From Tiaj. You've got the reduplication.
That's good. Yeah. Okay, hold on. Let me make a note of that. Tiaj.
Oh, so I think these are nominatives. They are nominatives. But now what I don't know is what satyaha means.
So that means to abandon. And this is in the perfect. Okay.
Because in the perfect third person plural. So all of these are nominatives. Anyaha, kanyakaha, But now jataha satyaha. The other thing, you know, sati?
Yeah.
Sati is the name of, that's a proper name of women who give up their lives. They take sati.
Really?
Yeah.
I was just thinking about them taking sati.
Yeah. Let's see if they brought this here.
Seems like this is someone who disapproves of that practice.
Yeah. Definitely. Considering it says it's foolish.
I'm looking for it. There's a lot of means. Oh, sati, a good and virtuous or faithful wife.
Oh.
Who burns herself with her husband's corpse.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And so, sati, trying to remember the declension, feminine declension of sati.
Is it a long E or a short E?
Long E.
It's a long E. I'll tell
what's
you.
What's the declension of sati?
It is for the not for plural. It would be satyaha. Yeah, that's
it. What
we've got.
Yeah. Nominative plural, so it goes along with all the
okay.
things.
Okay. Oh, that's interesting. This was a hard sentence. Okay, and then the last part is just after Tatyajaha, we have
Tatyajuhu.
Oh, Yuhu, that's right, Tatyajuhu.
Juhu.
Yeah. Can't read my writing. Iti Shruyate. So it's heard.
Yeah.
Passive, that's present passive, third person singular.
Yeah, in English you say like it has been heard.
It's been heard, yes.
Yeah, it's been heard that.
Yes.
That what?
That it has been heard that
and you can also say it has been said that.
It has been said that. Is this going to refer to the entire thing, or is it going to
be... Well, it pulls off of, you know, the fact that Uttara didn't kill herself.
Okay.
You know, and now it's also been heard that. You could take the...
Okay. That thousands of women don't do it.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. That's what
it's
been heard. Okay. So it's been heard by other... No, wait a minute. It's been heard...
Thousands of other young women.
Also. Who have become widows.
Mm-hmm.
Do not abandon their lives and be satis. And become satis by burning them. Do not abandon their lives.
Is satyaha accusative?
Let me see if it can be accusative.
It might be able to be accusative. I'm going to check it too.
No, it's not accusative.
Okay, so
it's
thousands of other young women who are without their husbands, who have become without their husbands, as satyaha. Well, didn't abandon their lives.
Okay.
Because it's, they didn't abandon their lives.
Okay. So sati can also just mean a good wife, even if she chooses not to burn herself with her husband's corpse.
Yeah, it can mean, just if this, listen to this.
A widow.
A good and virtuous or faithful wife, especially applied in later use to the faithful wife, popularly called sati, who burns herself with her husband's corpse. But it can just mean a virtuous or faithful wife.
Okay,
right.
All right. So it is heard that others also by the thousands.
Often you say with that, countless.
Countless, okay.
Even if you use hundreds or with that shah, you can say countless.
Okay. So it is heard that countless others also.
Countless other young girls.
Countless other young girls also did not give up their lives. It is said that countless other young girls who have become satis, who are satis and have become widows.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who are faithful wives.
Right.
Good and virtuous wives. And who have lost their husbands.
Who have lost their husbands, did not give up their lives.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's very good. What are you doing?
You're a good team.
Very good team. We work well together. let's pronounce it. Did we do uparati? Uparate? No.
We didn't do any of it.
Uparate.
Uparate.
Bhartari.
Bhartari.
Yat pranaha.
Yat pranaha.
Yat pranaha.
Parityajyante.
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 Tanmaurkhyam.
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 Maurkhyam.
Uttara.
Uttara.
I can't remember that. What is that?
See, it's Maur. M-A-U-R. Maur.
Maurkhyam.
Maurkhyam.
Okay.
Tanmaurkhyam.
So Tanmaurkhyam.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Uttara.
Uttara.
Virata.
Virata.
Duhita.
Duhita.
Balika.
Balika.
Actually, it's Balika. Balika.
Balika.
Yeah. Vinayavati. Vinayavati.
Vinayavati.
Dhimati.
Dhimati.
Vikrantecha.
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 Panchatvam.
Panchatvam.
Abhimanyao.
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 Upagate.
Upagate.
Api pranan.
Api pranan.
Pranan najahau.
Pranan najahau.
Pranan najahau.
Pranan najahau.
Anya.
Anya.
Api.
Api.
Sahasrashaha.
Sahasrashaha.
Kanyaka.
Kanyaka.
Abhartramatyaha.
Abhartramatyaha.
Jataha.
Jataha.
Satyaha.
Satyaha.
Jivitani.
Jivitani.
Na tatyajuhu.
Na tatyajuhu.
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 Tatyajuhu iti shriyate.
Tatyajuhu iti shriyate. Shriyate.
Shriyate.
Shriyate.
Great. Do that. Wow. Super. Now we have two sentences left. You didn't do those last two, right?
I didn't, no.
No, let's save them. We'll do them next week. And let's move on to... let's take a little break.